You could never have imagined such circumstances for an important milestone in the history of the Adelaide Crows. And that's where we head now. The new coach is Matthew Nix. Unenviable times, I'm sure. Matty, welcome to AFL 360.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
This is unsettling for veterans of the industry. You're the new coach of the club. Has it been an unsettling day?
Yeah, it has. It's been a tough day. Started early this morning, and it was really about getting, getting our players the best possible care we could, making sure that we could get them set up for what's going to be a challenging couple of months.
Well, what did you want them to understand as you parted company with them for a while?
The main part, I mean, our priority was to really get them with loved ones. So we got them in reasonably early this morning, so they had plenty of time to get organised with, borders closing down and, more of a challenge as far as travelling around the country. We wanted to make sure that, especially for our younger group that had come from interstate, that they were able to get home and spend time with their loved ones, get around family. And for some of our older guys, just to give them time to prepare for what's going to be a challenging time. There's a lot of stuff involved with this break that's slightly different to what you get over a normal off-season break. And some of that's around their ability to train, ability to get outside and do what they would normally do in a break.
And it's funny, Matty, when you got appointed senior coach of the Adelaide Football Club, I'm sure you weren't expecting this. And there's so many facets to coaching. We listen to them talk about man management and all these things to do with football, but sometimes you've got to deal with words such as love, care and support for younger men.
Yeah, spot on, Robbo. We've, it's been our priority, I guess, since coming on board. I'm very much, that's my strength is working with guys, and I love building relationships. And this has been a really challenging time where it's been super important. So, we're now about prioritising others, and it's interesting that a lot of the information coming around about the virus and about the spread is about, look, it's not about you, it's actually about everyone else. So some of this isolation is tough for the community, but it's really important that everyone gets on board. And I guess we now as a code have well and truly got in a position where we can try and help the community.
What emotion, if any, did you detect from the players after you spoke to them?
Oh, look, there's still a little bit of uncertainty around about exactly where it's heading. As far as our break goes, we don't at this point know exactly how long that's going to be, and that sort of fits in line with the community. There's a lot of uncertainty around, so there's nervousness about that. A lot of our players are ultra professional, so they like to know what it is, and they like to plan and they like to prepare as professionals do. So it's now our job to, I guess, give them some certainty around what it is where we're heading. We'll make sure we look after them in this break. We make sure that we stay in touch as much as we can, more as friends than as football coaches, more as, I guess, people that care for them.
What's the overriding emotion that you're feeling in regards to it all, Matty?
Oh, look, probably a bit of fatigue, to be honest. I think we're all fatigued by it. And I'm looking forward to getting home to my family tonight, and I'll probably miss the kids. They'll be in bed. But as I said, it's been a big day. We'll get a chance now to spend some time together and make sure, I'm doing what I need to give back to them as well.
Have you lost comrades during the day? How much of your coaching staff has been stood down or laid off for the time being with an uncertain future?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really challenging day in that respect. We've had to talk to our staff about, how can we save costs going forward? How can we also look after people's health, more importantly? And part of that is for us to not spend as much time in the football club. There's not a lot for us to do at this point other than be around or be there for our players, both on the phone and if we are able to see them in their home states. So with that comes that, we're forced to make some decisions around staffing, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on over the coming years about, the possibility of reducing some of our numbers in football departments so that the code can continue and succeed.
We always ask, we're asking the players, what are they going to do? What the AFL is going to do? What are the players as a group going to do? What are you going to do, Matt?
It's a good question, Robbo. Look, my main priority, as I said, is just being there for all of our staff. We've got a big thing. We've got a big thing about prioritising others, and that's the space I work from. So I'll be here for any of our players that need me, and then we'll just be preparing for as best we can for whatever comes. You know, late May. If it happens to be later than that, we'll make sure we're around our players throughout that time.
Will you be going into the club, or will you be doing your work and your discussions with your players and your staff from home?
I'll be doing a bit of both. Initially, we've got a program we've now got to set. So we'll start planning for the dates that are currently there, of how we come back and what that looks like. But we'll be doing our best to be in the club as least amount as possible. We'll take a slight break over this period and do whatever we can, whether it's online or whether it's over the phone. We'll be doing what we can to help, our club, our organisation, to save any costs wherever they can.
Can I talk about the game on the weekend? I mean, you started really well. You'd be disappointed with it probably the middle two quarters. You must be really proud how they hung in the game in the last quarter. But your captain, I don't know if you knew him very well before you got to Adelaide. You would have watched him from afar and been absolutely admiring of the way he went about it. We saw an insight into the skipper on the weekend. It was fantastic to see his enthusiasm. What did you learn, if anything, new about Rory Sloane?
Yeah, it probably got reaffirmed what I'd learned over the last 3 months. And there was a reason why we selected him as our captain. And when I say we, that was players and staff. He's the ultimate person, really. He cares for others. I mean, he ran out on the weekend and he was mic'd up in the pre-game. We lined up in what was sort of a guard of honour for him, as good as we could possibly form one. And he was cheering and he was excited and enthusiastic. And as you said, the way he finished the game off, probably wasn't having his best game up to half time, but he was able to just light the joint up in the second half. And, we couldn't be more proud of the way he went about it.
What was the heart rate like when Tex Walker was going back to take the shot at goal that would ultimately decide whether your first venture was going to be a win or a loss?
It's an interesting one because some of the commentary around it's been, did he take too long and so on. We knew Tex had it in him, so he's got the distance. We backed him in, and so I thought he did it perfectly. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way on the day. We were prepared. We'd done so much work around scenarios, so we were ready to go into, what our plan would have been to be 3 points in front with about 30 seconds to go. Unfortunately, it didn't quite go our way, and we weren't able to fall across the line. But, to Sydney's credit, they bashed us up, for a lot of the game, especially early. To come back like we did and fight it out at the end, I couldn't be more proud of our group.
God, it's been a tough initiation for you.
Yeah, it has. It's been tough for everyone. We've had some amazing people. In these tough times, the really good people come to the front, and I've seen some amazing people, and it's been a pleasure to work with a lot of them. So it's not only tough for me, it's tough for all of our players, all of our staff, and it's going to be tough probably for the next 6 or 12 months.
Yep. Good luck with all that's to come, Matt, and get home to your family. Look after them as well. Good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Matthew Nix with us from Crows Head.